producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Stephen, good day program. Ever use words that or phrases so there or all right already or things that are? I was teasing Meredith about that yesterday. How she, when the conversation is over, whatever the conversation may be, it's like, oh, so, and then all righty then, or you know, something like that. And I wonder how many
only
people.
Only if you're over 80.
Is that so? I'm sure she'd be happy to hear you think that. Roberta Fassinelli.
I'm going to miss you, Roberta.
And Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. He doesn't have to be in San Diego to do it, but you got to be somewhere. San Diego is a pretty good place to be, Kenny, right?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? All right. The quote of the day today comes from the CEO of Volkswagen, who said, "I am endlessly sorry," apologizing for the time the company cheated on emissions tests to make a number of cars seem more environmentally friendly. Objects in the mirror are not as green as they appear. Volkswagens and the number of cars that have diesel engines in them fitted with defeat devices that evade pollution controls. These are software programs that can be manipulated somewhat. I'm surprised this hasn't come up before because in reality, I'm not on any side here. I've told you that both my children bought Volkswagens in the last month. One of them is keeping her car. The other one is going to get rid of his car. He's already, Richie, I figured you'd get a kick out of this. My son, who is not Casper Milktoast, he was so outraged by this, and I said to him, what are you outraged for? You get 45 miles to a gallon, and diesel's cheap, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, no, it's the principle of those lying son of a guns. And he didn't quite put it that way, but
I will tell you, I told you before, my neighbor worked for their marketing department.
Right.
And she said that she goes, those German guys, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They are absolute just nuts. And
yep.
they slave labor. Mean, yelling, screaming at the employees.
Tough. The Germans are
they're
tough.
Crazy. But, Doug, we just got some audio in from the CEO of Volkswagen, if you want to hear it.
Please.
Yeah.
I know nothing. Nothing.
That's his official statement.
No, and every nothing. Other politician out there, too.
Right, exactly.
That audio applies.
Right. So, anyway, the scandal ballooning company admitting that they fooled regulators. I actually think they're pretty smart. The regulators are not that smart, obviously. They couldn't figure out what was going on. But by the time they're done with this, by the time they are done with this, it will cost them $7 billion.
Let me throw another angle at you here.
Oof.
Is the government forcing these auto manufacturers,
our government or the governments around the world?
Our government forcing these male auto manufacturers to reach goals that they cannot reach technically. I remember when the EPA and the Obama administration announced these are going to be our emissions goals by 2025 or whatever it was. Several of the manufacturers came out and said, we just can't get there that quickly.
No, and that's
the
point
technology
here. This was unrealistic.
Quickly, but it's unrealistic that we can get 50 miles to the gallon
right.
on every mid-sized
you,
car
Rich.
By 2025.
Yeah.
So that's forcing these people to then lie so that they say that they're going to meet the goals and be able to sell cars. Because what do you do if you don't?
Right.
You pay the fines to the government.
Yeah. It's all about the government. What does the government do with all this money? I asked that yesterday with regard to something else.
I know.
What?
It's one heck of a Christmas party.
Well, I want to know what they do with the money. Subaru.
This happens all the time. We just saw it last month with the government telling us that they were going to protect us from the banking financial situation.
Thanks very much for that.
And that mortgage loan crisis was all because of this wild banking. But in actuality, it was because of laws that the government set up that made them go out and act like the Wild West.
All this is a shill game. And it shows you how powerful the government is. They're not acting in your behalf. There's some interest. There's some money. Follow the trail.
But yet they're going to come in here and pretend like they're protecting you.
That's a bunch of
people over at Volkswagen that are lying to you and killing you.
They aren't either. It's a good car, good engine. And so if I were, man, are there going to be deals on these cars?
Today is the day to go buy a Volkswagen.
I like Mrs. Clinton saying what she did about that drug company. And then they eventually lowered the price after the critics. But Mrs. Clinton said she was going to produce some sort of plan so this couldn't happen if she were president. And that sent the price of those drug stocks across the board down 5 or 6%.
Right.
They'll bounce back up again right away. But just one tweet that was, 20 words or something?
Right.
Cause that sort of a reaction on Wall Street.
Because
can you imagine?
They know it's possible.
Here's the good news from the auto world. Subaru, which is actually quite a good car. Oh, I've never owned one. I drove one once. I know a lot of people who've had them, and I've never heard anybody complain about a Subaru. They announced they're going to expand because they're selling many more cars in this country. They have a plant in Lafayette, Indiana. They're going to spend $140 million to expand it and create 1,200 new jobs. So if you're into Subarus, you wonder who benefits from the Volkswagen situation at the moment. Who will be who's the beneficiary, the quickest beneficiary?
Oh, the Honda, Toyota.
You think?
Yeah, all the Japanese imports. Or Korean imports.
Yeah.
Kia. Yeah. Hyundai.
Yeah. Who drives a Volkswagen? I remember the first time I drove a Volkswagen was a Beetle. It was when I was in college driving across the state of Ohio to go visit somebody.
Yeah, I had one when I was a kid.
You did?
My parents had a 63 or 4 Beetle.
What color was it?
Beige.
Yeah. All right.
And then I had a Scirocco, and I had two bugs. I made them into Baja bugs.
Really? Did you swat them?
No. Like the little dune buggy, beach buggy things.
You're not getting it. What's the matter with you?
I get it.
SWAT bugs, Volkswagen bugs.
All right. We're going to have the Queen of Cheap report in a moment from Roberta Fasinelli. Ladies and gentlemen, may I focus on your hair for a moment? How's your hair doing? Everybody on this program has good hair. I was talking to a doctor yesterday about hair and what it is that makes it fall out. There are all kinds of things, and I didn't know this, that if you have too much testosterone in your system, both men and women who have too much testosterone, that causes hair to fall out as well. Not only the things that I've talked about over the past, year and a half? How long have we been talking about Provia, Richie? A couple of years here?
Oh, yeah, a couple of years.
So Provia is aimed at cleansing your scalp, getting the pores open, getting what's underneath the pores, the follicles of your hair to grow back again. Follicles become hair. That's really what hair is. Follicle shafts of cells. Isn't it amazing? Ladies and gentlemen, call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. It works, or you get your money back. Yep, you get your hair back or your money back by calling 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles of Provia. In fact, you'll get one regular bottle, and then you get the Super Provia, which is even more concentrated for faster results. 800-525-8319. You convinced, Roberta? It's going to work?
I'm convinced.
She's convinced. All right. If she's convinced, she's a tough sell.
I'm going to use it on my underarms.
Everybody. Well, your legs. 800-525-8319. Queen and Cheap Report up next. Stand by and good day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's time to answer the age-old question, how many extracurricular activities are too many? Well, the obvious answer and the easy answer is that it varies from child to child, but there's more to it than that. Here's the developmental science of it. Typically, Typically, when a child is young, we try and expose them to as many activities as possible. Everything from music to art to sports, and slowly but surely, these activities tend to weed themselves out into areas where the child excels.
I can create stuff out of nothingness. I can alter the fabric of reality.
But if you catch yourself rushing around, exposing your child to many, many things, and forgetting to be a family, then you've added at least one too many activities to the family. So what's the chief psychological trick? Extracurricular activities should accentuate the child and the family, but never one at the expense of the other. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a study, most of us aren't satisfied after getting an apology. Why?
Because it seems insincere. Here's how to make sure yours doesn't.
Use the basic ingredients of an apology: regret, a clear I'm sorry, and a request for forgiveness.
Also include empathy, an offer to compensate, an acknowledgement that something was violated.
As a general guideline, when apologizing to a spouse, emphasize empathy.
To a colleague, emphasize the offer to compensate.
And to a friend, emphasize the violation.
And for true reconciliation, show that you'll do something else.
Let your actions speak louder than words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer spent his entire 10-year career with the New York Islanders, winning 4 Stanley Cup championships and being named playoff MVP in 1982.
The play comes to the line. Here's a chance for Bossy. Score!
So, where is Mike Bossy now? After retiring, Mike spent 2 years as a TV broadcaster for the Quebec Nordiques. He also began doing promotional work for Humpty Dumpty, a snack food manufacturer in eastern Canada, eventually becoming the Quebec sales director in 2003. Mike returned to the Islanders organization in 2006, and today he's their VP of Corporate Partnerships.
And whatever personal success you have, well, that comes along with the team's success.
Mike Bossy, back where he belongs. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. If packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheapness. Diva.
Yes, good time.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta! I thought you'd be interested to know that Groupon is cutting 1,100 jobs and shutting down operations in 7 countries, 10% of its workforce, because they can't make it happen anymore. I wonder if it's a sign of the times. Other ways of getting what Groupon used to do, is it just their time has come and gone?
No, I think just a lot of competition. There's so many sites. I mean, even Amazon got into the game.
Right.
So there's just a lot of competition out there.
All right, what do you have that's good today?
Well, we told you about how you can get into the national parks free this weekend. Well, you can also get into the Smithsonian Museums free this weekend. But it's going to take a little bit of work. You got to go online, and you got to just apply to get their 2 free museum tickets. You get 2 tickets per person. It's the Museum Day Live event. So you can register now. Just we have the links for you at DougStephan.com. You go online. You say, hey, I'd like 2 tickets, please. Plus, as an added bonus, you receive the digital edition of Smithsonian Magazine free for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great, great deal. So go online and get your free Smithsonian Museum tickets and digital magazine. With all that walking around you're going to do this weekend, you're going to need to be fueled up a little bit. Well, on Saturday, you can get a free Cinnabon mini bon. You know those Cinnabons? You know those, that wonderful smell you smell when you walk by their kiosks in the airport or the train stations. And Old Navy has a fantastic sale going on, and we have their 40% off coupon for you at DougStephan.com. The
Don't forget
coupon code.
Roberta, big sale. Amazon Prime, only $67 on Friday.
So join membership.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Yeah, 24 hours only to celebrate your big win.
That's
the
Friday. Check out all the deals in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
We use mobile.
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things happening here and at DougSteffen.com. It's just another one of those exciting days to be alive, taking a big, deep breath. Will you please just take in a big, deep breath and relax for a few minutes? We have a couple of nice things for you here in our musical component. First, our video of the day comes from James Madison University's a cappella choir. They're called Notoriety. Very clever. Most recent music video is a cover of Beyoncé's Pretty Hurts. It encourages people to look deeper than society's view of perfection. And so far, 500,000 people have seen it. So here's the audio, but go look at the video box, which you see first when you log on to DougSteffen.com and watch them as they perform this. That voice, how clear and true and strong it is. This is the kind of stuff that I'm so happy people get excited about. Just rewarding and neat, isn't it? Watch them and listen to them. Fabulous is the word. You're right. You're right on that one, Roberta. Okay. Also, we'll call your attention to that. It lasts about three and a half minutes, so you can watch the whole thing at DougSteffen.com, courtesy to, thanks to Kenny for his looking through a lot of this stuff. We send him, all of us send him things. I send you things. You get things from my better half. And there are lots of, Roberta sends stuff along, Richie does, we all. If you got something you think is cool, send it to Ken. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Today would have been Ray Charles' 85th birthday. He died when he was 73. And I think the way he lived, he was lucky he lived to be 73, frankly. His thought is the thought of the day today. Live each day like it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. Let's hope it's not today. Let's not have an asteroid hit the Earth. Crank it up, Richie. This is one of my favorites from him. I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I deserve. You know how you like to go deeper in the tracks, Richie?
Yeah.
Into the trenches of some of the artists?
Yeah, especially with Ray Charles.
This was not a big hit for him, but yet it really reverberates because it's just kind of a happy tune.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Make us happy. Crank it up, Richie. I know. Hallelujah. I love her so.
Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I come for wonderful, I hear her
knocking at my door.
Let's go old school.
Alright. Hello Blues from Ray Charles.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm sorry.
You didn't want that one?
No, I wanted this one.
My bills are all due.
All right, and this is a big hit. But I'm busted. By the way, one of the things that you may not know about Ray Charles in terms of his musical style, the orchestrations that came with his songs, he was considered by some to be sort of on the cutting edge of black music, almost a Motown sort of act, but he was way more than that, as exemplified by the orchestrations that came, Nelson Riddle, all of the big bands, and the big orchestrations that were being done at the time were aimed at helping him and his hits.
But he was a genius. He did it all. He wrote it all.
Yeah. No, he was able to orchestrate it. Yep. Tell everybody what he wanted. I don't know this song, Rich.
Blackjack. From his early years.
Right. 28 past the hour. We remember Ray Charles here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Interested in the day? Well, thank you. This is the program that talks about the day. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn here to motivate you. Ken Kessler is a motivator in and of himself. Let's find out what's going on at Facebook.com/good day and Twitter in terms of the issues and your thoughts about some of the issues in a moment. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hans Hoffman.
Yeah,
Dr. Hoffman is not here with us today, but Hans Hoffman motivates us with the following. The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. So if that were the case, in reality, we'd all be gone. However, well, there are some things that we need to talk about, right, Jennifer? We need to talk about
some things, yes. Definitely.
Ray Charles, responsible for the thought of the day today, his birthday was this day, 1930. Live each day like it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. I think that's very, very appropriate, because I think too many of us live for the future and don't live in the now. And I wish that we could sort of get back to the reality.
It's a race funeral.
Right, hit the road, Jack!
Hit the road, Jack. Right. Don't you come back.
Hit the road, Pope. How about that, Richie? We can rewrite this. Is that disrespectful? No, I mean, but he's hit the road. I'm not suggesting
he's hit the road.
He's traveling. I'm not suggesting he leave. The Pope began his first visit to the U.S. Yogi Berra passed away at the age of 90. We all know some of the fun things that he said. Hall of Famer. When you come to the fork in the road, take it. All of his malapropisms and contradictory phrases. You got to wonder if he worked on it. Anybody ever read the history of Yogi Berra? Or
I listened to an interview, and he said he didn't even understand what he was saying when people would start laughing.
He was just being cute. He said, I like to take a two-hour nap every day from 1 to 4.
But he said he would say these things and people would start laughing, and he'd be like, what?
What? Huh? What are you laughing at? That's what happens sometimes to me here, Richie.
He never realized it.
He was also known to the public as a commercial spokesperson for Yoo-hoo, for Enderman's Bakery, a lot of other products. He made a lot of money after he got out of baseball. When he was playing baseball, remember, the players didn't make a lot of money. They started at $30,000, $40,000 a year. And I think one time there was a big deal about Mickey Mantle making over $1 million his last year. Ted Williams never made $1 million. But yet, look at the dough these guys are making now. So he was able to trade on his name. And by the way, with his background, he was a hero with the Italians. And at a time when Italians were just sort of really sort of losing the stigma of the mafiosos and the stuff that went on during Prohibition, it was really a good time for him, a good time for his teammates, a good time for people who like baseball, a good time. He was a good time guy. And so he is missed. But all good things must come to an end. And so we praise him. And what is it? Where did that come? I'm just now coming into Caesar. Remember Caesar? When he was killed at his funeral? To know Caesar is to love him, to praise him. I'm paraphrasing something because I don't I don't remember exactly what.
Talking about Julius Caesar, not Sid Caesar.
Yeah, right? I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for Caesar's the clarification.
Pizza. Right. Uh-huh. Or Caesar salad. All right, so Kenny, what's the number one thing trending on our social media today?
It's a toss-up between the presidential race and the Pope.
Really? And do they want, some of these people want the Pope to run for president? Imagine, the Pope takes off his robe, takes off his, what do they call a skull cap? What do they call the hat that the Pope and the priests wear? It's not a, they call it yarmulke. In the Jewish religion.
Not a yarmulke. I don't know. I can't remember what they call it. But, yeah, definitely not a yarmulke. Yeah. It's
the
Pope hat.
It's a hat. The Pope hat. And
his hat.
Well, anyway, he takes everything off and he runs. He'd be a good president, actually. He'd be great. Super duper. Anyway, the Pope poll yesterday, the Pope poll, are you going to see the Pope during his visit was our question. Let's see here. 37% said I don't live anywhere near where he's going to be. 23% of you said I haven't been able to get tickets. 18% said I think so. 13% said yes, I'm so excited. 9% said I have no interest in seeing the Pope. I'd like
to
see
the Pope. If you guys got tickets, would you go?
I would.
I would too.
Absolutely, I would. Some people have been scalping the tickets in Philadelphia for $5,000 or more. Aye.
How can you do that? That's
because you have no conscience. That's how you do it. You're interested in yourself, and that's it. End of story. All right, so Kenny, what else have you got?
Comments about the Pope and the presidential race.
Let's do the Pope. The heck with it. Yeah, I don't want to do the presidential race.
Ingrid says the Catholic Church should have always had a Pope like Francis. He's a great leader.
Yep, I agree with that. You can't argue with that. That's a great statement. Yep, what else?
Seth says, I don't believe in organized religion, but I believe in this Pope. I love what he is doing and what he stands for.
Amen. Get that? Can you see what I was doing there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay.
Randy says, I lost faith years ago. Maybe he can help me get it back.
Good. That's good. That's a very positive way of looking at it. Kind of like push-ups for the brain. Yep, good. What else?
Francis says, I was Catholic once. I don't practice anymore, but I like this Pope. He's a people's Pope.
Yep. The people's Pope. That's good. What else?
Ray says, Francis is the first Pope that acts like what a Pope should act like.
Acting like the Pope. Film at 11. What else?
One more. Robert says, I hope Pope Francis is treated better than the hitchhiking robot.
You got run over, you mean?
The one that got to Philadelphia and they destroyed it, remember?
Yeah, right. And they run over to kill it? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Philadelphia is a tough place. They called it the city of brotherly love. I never found it to be that way. I don't like Philadelphia at all. Never did. Worked at CAU there for a while. The airport's unfriendly. The city's unfriendly.
My dad was born there, and I thanked my grandparents for leaving when he was a child.
I don't think it's that bad. You don't spend any time there. It's not a great place.
A little bit of time.
Yeah, the less the better.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. The feds have recovered work-related and personal emails from Mrs. Clinton. da-da-da-da. Not clear whether all of the 30,000 messages that she deleted from the server have been recovered. Bum-ba-ba-bum. The FBI is investigating whether classified information that passed through the Homebrew server during her time as Secretary of State was mishandled. She turned over 30,000 copies of the messages, and this has been going on, what, since December? Did she delete these things from her private server? Did somebody get at it? Yada, 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 yada. Ugh.
You know, there was a article flying around on Facebook yesterday. You know, there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yes, there is.
It got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about Hillary Clinton having health issues and her not being sure whether she is up to it to run. Hmm. And I, you know, and
she's not sure, or somebody else isn't sure.
Well, quote unquote, insiders are saying she's
inside
not
report.
Yeah. I've heard, okay. I've heard she's having big health problems.
Take it with a grain of salt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think, man. This, how do you deal with this kind of pressure? Obama, anybody, how do you handle this kind of pressure every single day?
You're under
years
so
old.
Much, yeah, and hey, under the scrutiny that you're under.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
well, the real story is that Bill's going to run the country once she gets elected. You didn't know
oh,
that?
No way. Oh, BS. Are you kidding me? No way.
No way.
When Bill was president, she was running the country.
She uses him because he's likable, and that's just about it. I mean, come on.
All right, speaking of likable, Jennifer Horn will have the television report. What's new on TV tonight? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Tiny Review is fun, easy, and to the point. That's the good part. Requiring a Facebook account, that's the bad part. Tiny Review. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. New research shows sewage treatment plants don't remove artificial sweeteners completely from wastewater. Even in Germany, sweeteners were found in waters downstream of treatment plants and surface water supplies. Artificial sweeteners are from 160 to 13,000 times sweeter than sugar, and as such, the body can't fully absorb them, so amounts end up excreted into wastewater. German tests detected 4 acesulfame, saccharin, commonly called sweetenlow, cyclamates, and sucralose, also known as Splenda. Artificial sweeteners, which add sweetness without calories, are used in many products from sodas to breakfast cereals, as well as in drugs and sanitary products. But now that they're appearing in water supplies, a new safety debate has emerged. We'll reveal what that is tomorrow. From the Greeniverse. Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What cuts through a can and then thinly slices a tomato? A Ginzu knife.
The man behind that infomercial and many others is Kevin Harrington, one of the original sharks on Shark Tank.
He's invested in 500 successful inventions, including products from Tony Little and George Foreman, but he doesn't always get it right.
One of his biggest flops was Chubby Checker's Twist-A-Sizer. He learned no one wants to buy fitness equipment named Chubby. And one of his biggest misses was the Snuggie. He didn't think it would sell enough.
His advice? Wins and losses are part of the game. Learn from them both for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving abilities. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie. The other watched a movie about... mass.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner. The people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's get to what's new, not only in the Mysteries of Laura. There are a lot of good shows that are starting this week. I think that's quite a good show, Frank. I like Deborah Messing. She comes across. Josh Logan is in that show. It comes across as well done. Also, Jen, Rosewood, which is a new, guess what? This is really exciting. I've never seen a television show before about a pathologist who's going to help police solve challenging cases. That's what Rosewood is about.
That's what Rosewood's about. Yeah,
wow.
I know. That's a new one. I think probably the big story, well, a couple of big stories today in TV. You know, this is the week of premieres, and Empire is back for season two.
Yep.
They're picking up 3 months after they last left off with the arrest and in
Don Lemon, is that the same Don Lemon that's on CNN?
No.
Huh.
Rosewood premieres also on Fox, and then Nashville's back. ABC's got their new lineup, Modern Family coming back, Nashville coming back in the season four opener. That's my favorite. I'll be watching that. Law and Order Special Victims Unit also coming back, and Survivor premieres on CBS. Survivor Cambodia, Second Chance will come back. 20 returning castaways who were voted in by fans get to come back for a second chance on Survivor, a show that I would never do. And of course, America's Next Top Model is in full swing. You can check that out on the CW. Dougie, The Muppet Show premiered on ABC, and this one caught my attention, and I didn't get a chance to watch it. It's on my DVR, but Ken, you did. So what did you think?
I thought it was very funny, very entertaining.
The Muppets have to be great.
What was it like? I mean, is it about Miss Piggy's new TV show?
Is it
show?
Like
I mean,
the old show,
the
or is it totally different?
It's kind of like the old show. It's a show within a show. Miss Piggy now has a late-night talk show. And all the Muppets work on it. So it's the staff meetings and everything behind the scenes of putting the show together, as well as her coming out.
So
to
yesterday
interview
I heard
Elizabeth
a
Banks.
Commercial for it. Did I hear them use the H-E double toothpick word in the Muppets?
Yes.
Really? I guess I can say hell
either. I know. I think it's okay. You're not in fourth grade anymore.
That kind of shocked
Kermit
me.
Kermit and Miss Piggy have broken up.
Yeah, I remember?
She's given him a tough time, and at one point he says, "My life is a bacon-wrapped hell." And then somebody walks behind him and says, "You can't say hell on TV."
What about Denise? What about the hot new girlfriend?
She wasn't in it very much. There was just a couple scenes. She brought in coffee.
Heavy. Figures.
All right, speaking of new... Brian Williams was back on the air. Did anybody watch that?
Just in time for the Pope. Brian Williams made his return to TV. This one also a little sad story. You know, it seems around the fall and holiday season when it starts to go into full swing, that's when people start getting laid off from their jobs. ESPN making an announcement that they're laying off close to 300 employees over the next few months.
Too much sports. There's way too much sports. And radio, television, just way too much.
But
you
sports
take
is what sells.
I understand, but they don't need. They'll figure out how to do it on the cheap like they do everything else. Did you see that Taken is going to be a television show? Did we talk about that?
We have not talked about
Taken.
That, I think that'd be a great
that Liam
right?
Neeson movie.
Yeah,
is going to go to NBC as how do they?
How do you sustain that?
Yeah, exactly, Richie. Thank you.
Well, how do you sustain? Four. It's going to be like a prequel to show you how he got
his life
particular
like.
Set of skills.
Mm-hmm. So no Neeson will probably be on this television show, though, I would guess,
probably
right?
Not.
Mm-hmm. I would
probably
imagine not, no.
All right, Jen. What else?
Donald Trump has gone off on Fox News again, and it's always kind of fun to note some of his tweets. He felt very, he'd been treated unfairly by Bill O'Reilly. He started hammering Megyn Kelly again and said that she should take another 11-day unscheduled, in quotes, vacation.
Heart to Heart is coming back at NBC. with a gay couple instead of Stephanie Powers and Robert Wagner type. So who'd want to watch that? Anybody? You think that's something a cool idea?
Why not?
Heart to Heart. Back at NBC, 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sounds like the intro music for Warren Eckstein, the pet's best friend is Warren. He's a very good friend of mine. He was a great friend of Charlotte's. He can be a good friend of yours if you pay attention to what he has been talking about for the past 54 years, I think, this year. Warren Eckstein, the pet show, heard every weekend a lot of great radio stations around the country, including some of the ones that carry this program or carrying that show. You might want to check it out, petshow.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he has a great line that he's developed himself of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the retirement home for dogs.
Today on App Check, Tiny Review is fun, easy, and to the point. That's the good part. Requiring a Facebook account, that's the bad part. Tiny Review.
Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, let's start with your trip to the dog retirement house. You posted this on your Facebook page. What was your visit there all about? And what the heck is a dog retirement house? Why wouldn't somebody want to keep their dog? I couldn't imagine putting Charlotte into a home. She just wanted to be with me, and I wanted to be with her until the end.
Ah, but, you know, think about it from this perspective. So many of the people I deal with and have dealt with over the years, they don't have family that's willing to accept their pet. So if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to them, their concern is what's going to happen to their dog, what's going to happen to their cat. So there are these retirement homes that are opening up where you can make a donation, you you know, so if something were to happen to you, you know that your dog or your cat will be taken care of properly for the rest of their lives. I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'll tell you why, Doug. I spend so much time in tears at shelters around the country, and I see people walking in, you know, this was my mother's dog, my mother passed away, and rather than keep the dog, they bring it. So I think retirement homes are a great idea. Check them out carefully. I think there are some really, really good ones, and I think it's going to be a wave of the future.
Yep. There are a lot of things that are changing in terms of dogs. Dogs that left in the will. I was talking about that with a friend yesterday. What about the way when dogs at that age or that point are separated, though, what are their feelings? We were talking, I think, briefly about whether animals actually feel. I don't think there's a question. I would never argue. In fact, I could argue for it because of Charlotte and how closely connected our energies were, and I wonder if there's ever been a study done along those lines.
Well, you know, a study among us. I'll give you an example. You all know the famous chimp expert, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
I've had many, many conversations with Jane, and Jane and I both agree that animals shed tears. Contrary to what our peers believe, that they don't shed tears, she believes she's actually seen the chimps and the gorillas shed tears. I've seen dogs and cats shed tears. Maybe that's a little eccentric on my part, but I honestly believe I've seen it. So I believe...
You eccentric? Come on, Warren. Yeah, who'd say that?
That would never happen. But the bottom line is, animals have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Why are our egos so big to think that they can't take on some of the emotions that we have?
Exactly.
But yet, you say this study, some people think that dogs just look at us as upright walking can openers to provide their food with every day.
Yeah, that was a story that was in the Scientific America or something, that they can't accept the fact. Some people can't accept the fact that we can love other species or other species can love us. You know, my dog loves me whether I have food or not. I've seen dogs that are skinny off the street. You give them a pat on the head. So it's not always about food. But that it was a kind of a cute comment that we're walking can openers, but it's far from the truth. It really is.
Well, again, think about your connection, how you get connected, when you get connected. There's a whole... This is a very interesting science. And the people who really bother me are the ones who say that we are the king of the pile.
Although our dogs really do think we're great hunters. We run out of the house, we come back with bags of food for them. They must think we're the greatest hunters in the world.
You have also blogged in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com about pets not being necessarily an animal or vice versa. What does that mean?
Yeah, in other words, I don't think that you can treat a dog or a cat like an animal in a human environment and expect it to respond like part of the family. Mm-hmm. When a dog or a cat comes into your home, it should be treated like part of the family. That's what it is, not just the dog or the cat.
Yeah. I got connected yesterday to a blog that somebody who, actually my insurance agent, who is watching bulldogs especially, and she sent me the story about this bulldog. It's actually quite cute, asking me if I was ready yet. And I thanked her. I'm not ready, but...
You'll know when you're ready.
Well, but Meredith and I are sort of sharing this. The dog Millie is quite a good dog. And that's enough for me at the moment. Warren, you're never enough. I always love having you here. Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.